here in front of the Roush Industries booth. Roush's booth was different than most of the other exhibitors that I'm sure you've seen during the day, because we don't have a specific product or a technology. We're a services company. We're an engineering services company that's been doing business for 25 years. We're really here in the show to see how our services will fit with hybrid fuel cell electric vehicles in the future. Over the last couple of years, we've been involved in and have built prototype vehicles with hydrogen power. We've tested gasoline hybrid electric vehicles in our dynamometer test cells. We've even maintained a fleet of electric vehicles out in a fleet in service in the real world. And it's projects like those that were really perfect for Roush Industries. We've been providing application integration services for the automotive technologies for 25 years now. And we see fuel cells and hybrid vehicles and the like are just the latest technology that needs real-world application integration into the automotive industry. So I led with we're engineering services. When we think of engineering services at Roush, we really put it into three broad categories. The first being prototype. And prototype services to us are things like design studios. We have design studios where we can do renderings, clay models, full-blown show cars, concept vehicles, those kinds of things. Prototype also means to us model shops. We do a lot of rapid prototyping using SLA techniques, advanced composite materials, many, many other forms of metal model making, light-duty metal fabrication, and again, all in support of the automotive industry. We have machine shops. We have 150,000 square feet in one location that does a variety of prototype machining and does also some limited volume production runs of cylinder heads and those kinds of things. Again, just all different applications for the automotive industries. Also in our prototype category, we have vehicle build garages. In our company, scattered across North America and England, we probably have 600 to 700 vehicle boys that each day are employed in the process, product development process of building prototype vehicles. The one of a kind, to where you do 10 of them, to where you do 50 of them, get out on the road. All, again, in support of the automotive industry, and more recently targeted because our customers have taken it, you know, toward hybrids, fuel cell powered vehicles, things like that. In our prototype bin, we have all of the hands-on kinds of services and skills required to develop vehicles. And I'm leaning heavy on vehicles. We really have three applications that we look at. It's powertrain, chassis, and body. And it's those three things that I thought that I mean when I say vehicle. Second broad category we think of at Roush is in testing. We have light-duty vehicle emissions labs that serve as an overflow for the OEs in the Metro Detroit area. When they don't have capacity to run emissions tests, or somebody wants to do a back check or some other kind of compliance program, we're an independent lab, fully EPA doesn't certify you, nor does CARB, but they recognize you as a facility capable of running tests, so we run many, many emissions tests for the industry. We also have in our company over 50 engine/powertrain dynamometer test cells of all different kinds. Some simply for durability, a lot of them are for development, where you would go in and set the spark there and fuel and make sure the engine has the right attributes that you would like it to, and others for NVH purposes. We do a lot of experiments in an engine dynamometer situation. Also in our testing bin is what we call on-road vehicle testing. We have a business that we've run in California now for 6 or 7 years that fleets of vehicles go out on the road on a regular basis, daily, and accumulate miles for test components and systems like the brakes, brake systems, and also for the emissions component, the OBD2 monitoring systems and catalysts and things like that. On-road vehicle testing is in our testing bin. Again, for the OEs, we can function as an overflow source because they have certified us, they trust us, they know we're capable of running tests the way they would, so we're a good source for them there. And we also run tests for a lot of small companies or individuals that want to test a theory or an invention in the early going. The last broad service that I'm going to talk quickly about is engineering. OEMs, Tier 1s, really anyone up and down the whole supply chain in the automotive today is probably doing some kind of product development with us right now. Better said, is we are supporting them in their product development. It's in our engineering category where we have computer-aided design. We have 100 different platforms in the company with any kind of software you can imagine that the automotive industry needs or has wanted to find, doing the down and dirty hardcore design work. Also in our engineering category is our computer-aided engineering. And that's the analytical approach up front rather than the hardware testing result at the end. And that analytical approach, we're doing things like crash simulation, we're doing flow studies on cylinder heads, we're doing flow studies on exhaust systems. Again, it applies to powertrain, chassis, body. It hits all three of those. I mentioned a minute ago about NVH and the test cells that we have. We also have about 30 engineers in the company who are hardcore NVH engineers doing problem solving primarily for the manufacturers after they are in production. You get in production and there's a little glitch and we deploy our engineers on it to go fix it, come up with a fix for it that the manufacturer can then implement. Doing a lot of problem solving, testing, and design to have good NVH characteristics there. It's also in this engineering group, and I'll close pretty quickly here, where it's this engineering group that coordinates all the different services that we have and applies our company, because we're pretty broad in the things that we can do, to make sure that we stay focused on the problem or issue that the customer has or the industry has, or the deliverable that we're trying to meet. On more of a local note, we're currently located in Long Beach in about a 20,000 square foot facility that's doing primarily garage service work and brake testing. In January of 2004, we're going to be opening a new facility in Cypress. It'll be about twice the size, close to 50,000 square feet. And we're really going to try and bring a microcosm of what all these services I've talked about here into that facility to support not only the new technologies, but a little bit different customer base than we traditionally have in the automotive arena. And if you only can remember one thing about Roush as you walk out of here today, please remember that we are an application integration company for the automotive industry.